From NPR West, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is pushing lawmakers to enact an energy and climate bill that would steer the nation toward making greater use of sustainable resources such as clean coal technology, biofuels, and nuclear power. Speaking at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, Mr. Obama also took on critics of the legislation, and NPR's Craig Windham reports.
The president said opponents of the bill are suggesting that moving toward clean energy will undermine the U.S. economy, but he said nothing could be further from the truth. Mr. Obama said it's the current system that limits economic growth and the creation of new jobs.
Nations everywhere are racing to develop new ways to produce and use energy. The nation that wins this competition will be the nation that leads the global economy. I am convinced of that. And I want America to be that nation.
Mr. Obama said the energy and climate legislation would provide the largest single boost in scientific research in the nation's history. Groups such as the National Association of Manufacturers opposed the measure, which would cap emissions of greenhouse gases and allow corporations to buy and sell pollution permits. Craig Windham, NPR News.
The FBI and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms are often not cooperating or sharing information enough on explosives investigations. That's according to a new report from the Justice Department's Inspector General. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The Justice Department's leaders often talk about the importance of working together across agencies. This report shows there's still a lot of work to be done. The Inspector General found that the FBI and ATF sometimes race to be the first on the scene of an explosives incident. The two agencies have fought over who's in charge of a given crime scene. That delays investigations, confuses local first responders, and undermines relationships with other agencies, according to this report. The report also concludes that FBI and ATF waste resources by duplicating each other's efforts. In 2004, the Attorney General tried to solve these problems with a memo on the role of FBI and ATF in explosives cases, but this report says the memo was ambiguous and agencies did not follow it. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
The National Association of Realtors, the industry's main trade group, says sales of previously owned homes were up 9.4% in September. That's the biggest monthly increase in home sales in some 26 years. Robert Dye, an economist with PNC, says much of that was likely due to buyers racing to beat the expiration of an $8,000 tax credit for first-time buyers, a trend he does not expect will continue.
Be excited that a lot of houses got sold. That's obviously a good sign. But also there's a calling here for a note of caution in this report that we're not out of the woods yet.
The tax credit for first-time home buyers expires next month. On Wall Street today, the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 109 points to end the week at 9,972. For the week, the Dow slipped 0.2%. The Nasdaq was down 10 points today. This is NPR. Iran says it's still looking at a plan drafted by the United Nations that would call for the country to ship much of its uranium stockpile to Russia for further enrichment. The goal would be to ensure Iran's uranium stockpile is not used to make weapons. According to Iran's envoy to the International Atomic Energy Agency, response to the draft plan will be made next week. Iran's permanent envoy to the UN watchdog agency tells Iranian state-run television the plan is still being analyzed. Investigators are looking into what caused a pair of Northwest Airlines pilots to overshoot the Twin Cities airport by 150 miles on Wednesday. Minnesota Public Radio's Tim Nelson has more.
It's unclear what authorities can find out from Flight 188. Some cockpit voice recorders have only a 30-minute capacity, which may not have been enough to record the cause of the error. Aviation experts say the pilots may have fallen asleep. John Golia is a former National Transportation Safety Board member and says sleepy flight crews are a serious hazard.
I think it's now time for all of us in aviation to stand up and address these issues of fatigue, how we're going to combat the issues of fatigue, and what kind of technology we can use to enhance the alertness of flight crews.
A GO airline flight crew admitted they'd been sleeping last year when they overshot a Hawaiian airport. For NPR News, I'm Tim Nelson in St. Paul.
A milestone in terms of bank takeovers with the announcement today that regulators moved in to close two small banks in Florida and another in Georgia. The government says 101 banks have collapsed under the weight of soured real estate loans so far this year. Bank failures have already cost the FDIC $25 billion this year alone, a number that is expected to rise. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News.